Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live with your host, Diamond and Silk. And Silk on Silk.
Diamond on Diamond.
Okay, so you know we got to do a lot. We got to talk about some things, but you know I like to do the house cleaning first.
We got to clean house.
So our first thing I want you to do is to start right now, and I want you to share this video. I do believe that sharing is caring. Yes. Sharing is caring. Now, somebody did email us, and they said, hey, I tried to share your video on Facebook, and they fact-checked it. Okay, so on some of these platforms, just Ken, Diamond and Silk are on Frank's speech now,
right?
And then tweet that out, Facebook that out. So then,
unfortunately, you can't even say frankspeech.com, can you?
Okay, just say Frank Speech,
yeah,
and people will know what you're talking about
Frank
because
speech
people
now, right.
are starting to. Wake up,
yes.
smell the coffee.
Yes.
They don't believe in the left-wing media.
No.
And they're like, you know what? I got to find another alternative.
Another outlet.
I got to find another outlet.
I'm telling you, because even though you got your left wings, but some on the right, it's not adding up.
It ain't adding up.
That's right.
It ain't adding up. And I heard Mike Lindell use something tonight. He said, don't fox on us.
That's right.
Don't fox on us. Because we got to tell y'all the truth about the left-wing media.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're telling you to share this.
That's
well,
right.
You know what, Silk? I said I'm not going to be yelling because I'm scratching up my voice.
Well, calm down.
I said I'm going to be 50 this year.
Uh-huh.
So I got to really calm it down.
Okay, well, calm down.
I got to calm
down.
It down.
Yeah.
So make sure you share. Sharing is caring, and we need to get the word out to as many people as we can.
Yes.
This is not about politics. This is about common sense. This is about our freedoms. So make sure you share Frank's speech all social media platforms.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, if you have any questions or comments tonight, please email us at diamondandsilk@gmail.com. We actually do read the emails.
We read the emails.
And we read them aloud right here on Chit Chat. So make sure you email your questions to diamondandsilk@gmail.com.
And be sure to let us know what platform you're listening to us on or viewing us on.
Yeah.
Make sure you include that in your email.
Right.
And that's diamondandsilk@gmail.com.
I like it, Silk.
I love
it. And I'm glad that you mentioned what platform. Shout out to our affiliate, RSBN.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for all that you do.
Yeah.
And so people do hear us on that particular platform as well. Okay.
Yes.
Also, Luau, listen. You all know that Mike Lindell is building this platform.
Yes.
So that we can have freedom of speech. He's out there fighting for the transparency of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
And I am hearing a lot of stuff is about to jump off, especially by the end of the week.
Yes.
Well, we have to support him.
That's right.
We have to patronize
yes.
him. And here's how you do it.
Huh.
If you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Trump1,
uh-huh.
you'll receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
That's right.
Now, Sil,
huh?
I could tell you that I'm guilty because I went and ordered more tiles.
More tiles.
Because those tiles were $109 and some change. Now they like 30-some bucks.
That's right.
So I had to order me a couple of sets. The tiles, you all.
Ooh,
listen.
Ooh.
Don't you bathe?
Because
I like to bathe in the morning.
Do you bathe?
And at night.
That's right.
Now, when we was... Some people don't jump in the shower in the morning. I do it twice a day.
Okay.
And sometimes in the middle of the day, it depends on how I feel.
Okay.
Okay. But I love a good towel.
A good towel. And I like
I
a towel
a
that's
towel.
Big enough to wrap itself to wrap around itself, my whole
that's,
body.
That's right. Not just
not half,
half
of my body.
And your stuff is showing.
And half
stuff.
Of me is showing.
That's right.
Someone's wrapping all the way around my body.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And you got a nice, beautiful towel
uh-huh.
that you can wash your body with.
That's right.
So go over there to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Trump1 and you'll receive up to 66% off your entire purchase. Look,
that's right.
I'm telling people to do the Christmas shopping.
You do it.
Because from what I'm hearing, honey,
uh-huh.
don't be expecting that mess from China.
Uh-uh.
Pretty soon, you all, stuff gonna be made right here in America.
That's right.
Listen, you said it, and I'll say it again. There is a cause for the pause.
Hello.
Silk.
That's right.
There's a cause for the pause.
Yeah.
It makes us wake up. It makes us see how corrupt this government is.
Yes.
How corrupt our medical system is.
Yes.
How corrupt our pharmaceutical companies are.
Uh-huh.
This makes us like, we're it's like we've been somewhere in a stupor.
Yeah.
I do not believe. In my humble opinion,
uh-huh.
you see, I'm getting loud.
Yeah, go ahead,
you see,
no,
I'm
go
getting
ahead.
Loud.
Bring it on up.
I said, well, bring it on up.
Come on.
I do not believe,
yes.
in my humble opinion,
uh-huh.
that a lot of people shouldn't be walking around here sick. with a lot of these other illnesses, not just COVID, diseases. But a lot of these other illnesses.
That's right.
And when you look at what's happening right now in our country,
yes,
it makes you think about some things.
That's right.
It takes you back.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things, I'm like, listen,
yeah,
this here is for us to open up our eyes.
When you think about a rash,
uh-huh,
where did that rash pop up from?
Yeah.
Oh, that bump.
Well, all of a sudden, you healthy then. Then the next night, you something wrong.
Something wrong.
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all a personal story.
Okay, what's the personal story?
So this was years, probably back in 2000, may have been about 2012.
Okay.
Maybe 2011,
2012. Right.
We went to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to a wedding. So I was doing my own eyelash, and I used another type of glue that I shouldn't have been using.
Okay.
To do my eyelash.
All right.
I was acting hood and ghetto.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
You was so ghetto.
I was acting ghetto fabulous.
Okay.
So I got the lashes on, mm-hmm, but in a few days, I developed something in one of my eyes.
Right.
And it was like, it looked like it could have been, I didn't know really what it was.
Okay.
So I went to the doctor, went to my primary care doctor. She looked in my eye and she said, oh, that's a pterygium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it starts with a P and it's like a growth.
Okay.
So I looked at her and I said, so you mean to tell me that I just wake up and there's a growth in my eye?
Uh-huh.
I said, that doesn't make any sense. So she called herself writing me a prescription for it.
Okay.
But I had to use common sense. I said, wait a minute. When I want a burger,
yeah,
I'm going to go to the burger joint. I'm not going to go to a steakhouse and think I'm going to get me a juicy burger.
Right, right, right.
So you have to do that even with your doctors.
Uh-huh.
When you want a good doctor, go to the person that specializes in what you need.
The issue. That's right.
It was my eye, okay? And so the primary doctor could not diagnose what was going on with my, because she had done diagnosed me wrong.
Okay.
So then I had to schedule an appointment to go get my eye checked out from the eye doctor. And it wasn't nothing but like a little bacteria that was growing in my eye. And had I not came to him where he can give me the correct medicine, that thing would have grown, and probably ate out my eye.
Jesus.
You see what I'm talking about,
Sil? We don't need your eyelids.
But you said, but don't let people just, I'm saying that to say this. Don't let people just tell you anything.
Anything.
Don't let people just come up and tell you anything. Had I listened to the primary care doctor, I've been walking around like this with no eye, a patch on my eye, fooling with her.
So imagine socialized healthcare.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Imagine that you needed an eye doctor, but no eye doctor was around. All they had was one type of doctor.
And it was that doctor that misdiagnosed me and said it was a pterygium, like some kind of growth that was growing in my eye.
Uh-huh.
And I take that as if, and I've seen people with pterygiums in their eye.
Right.
And I mean, you mean to tell me I just wake up?
Just
and
wake
all of a sudden I have this.
And got a big old lump.
Yeah, but they took care of it, y'all.
Okay.
And so my eye is fine.
Well, mm-hmm. good.
So I said all of that to say, listen, you all, make sure you patronize our dear patriot, Mike Lindell. Please make sure you go to MikePillow.com. Use code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
That's right.
All right. Let's get into the show, because I'm feeling, you know, Silk, I said,
you already have.
I'm already hot because I want to go off on somebody.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm minding my business.
Like we always do.
I don't bother nobody.
No, we don't.
And this morning, I had to go somewhere and take care of some business.
Okay.
So the radio is on, and I'm listening to the radio as I'm bagging out of the driveway.
Okay.
And I hear Steve Harvey say some things, and I had to stop at the end of the driveway.
Okay, Steve Harvey.
Now, in case y'all don't know, Steve Harvey is a radio show host. He is the host of Family Feud.
Right.
And I think he has another show out there. He used to have a talk show, but they pulled him off of the national syndicated show and they put him over there on Facebook.
Okay.
So I guess he think he's still doing good.
All right.
But if they let all our people see us on Facebook, we'd be doing good too.
That's right. Not better.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So he said some things and it really got up underneath my skin. So it got up underneath my skin. I'm like, you know what? I was going to tweet. You know, that Twitter gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
That tweet, that'll get you in trouble real quick.
Yeah.
So I had to calm myself. And so I said, I'm going to have to get this mofo right here on Frank's speech. I'm going to have to make sure.
All right.
But I want you, because you may think, Diamond, you all in your feelings. I'm not all in my feelings.
Okay.
But I have feelings. And I do feel for people that listen to him because he's an influencer. And so we got to get some things straightened out.
Yeah. Okay? We got to call
all right.
some things
so,
out.
So Logan, can you play the cut with Steve Harvey?
Clip one.
Play clip one for me.
We tired. We sick and tired. Stop asking us to be patient. Stop telling us you're working on it. We tired of you working on it. We want it now. We wanted it yesterday. We wanted it 400 years ago. But see, the problem seems to me is you can't get slavery out your system. And so now instead of getting it out your system, you're trying to remove it from your history books. That way you're trying to act like this new generation don't need to know what you did because you know what you did wasn't right. So now you're trying to find a way to do that. And now you're affecting our voting rights. Excuse me, vote, vote, vote. But then when we vote, you don't like the results of the election. So now you're going to stop us from voting. What you doing, man? What is this country really about? Are you serious? Have you read the Constitution that your forefathers wrote? Have you bothered to sit down and read the words out loud? Because we have. And that's why we don't care about standing. And that's why we care about kneeling. Because we're trying to get you to understand that we want that piece of paper to mean for us the same thing it means for you. But you won't allow that to happen. Because you didn't mean it in the first place. You keep telling me how great your forefathers were, but I don't see it. Your forefathers brought us over here. And they ain't never said I'm sorry for that. And then you bring up these people like Larry Elder who do your bidding and sit up here and say that reparations should be given to white folks because white folks lost their property, which was slavery. And we're supposed to understand because slavery was legal. You got him saying that for you, this fool, which further makes you all A-okay. And then you keep using the old adage that slavery existed because there were Africans that sold people into slavery. Here's what you don't know that I know from spending a lot of time in Africa. When African nations captured African nations during war and they made each other slaves, you became a slave to the new country, which allowed you to work your way into becoming a citizen. And if you didn't want to be a part of it, then you were in prison. That's what slavery was. So when you came over here and told them that you wanted slaves in exchange for this, they had no idea what you were doing because nobody made the return voyage back to explain to them what was really going on. Uh-oh. You didn't think we know that? But then I think you do know we know that because you're trying to get it out the book so we can never read it again. We sick of this. Take your Constitution because it ain't really worth a damn to us. Thank you.
Okay, now, Sue, I was real disgusted. And you know that when you start talking about the Constitution, when you start talking about the Constitution, for me, that right there, I believe in our Constitution.
Most definitely.
In our Constitution.
Yes.
Now, he wanna think that he got the story straight when it comes to the Black people selling Black people into slavery. And I'm not about to make this about race. I'm just about to tell what I think.
Okay.
So if you get offended, go to the back of the classroom
and have a
seat back there with them.
Yes.
Offended.
That's right.
But what I want people to understand, Steve Harvey act like he was sold into slavery 400 years ago. How old is Steve Harvey? Steve Harvey is what age? Steve Harvey is about 60-some years old. So you wasn't living about 400 and some years ago, Mr. Steve Harvey.
That's
okay,
right.
All right. And you want to make us think that you don't talk to the Africans so they justify why Black people sold Black people into slavery.
Uh-huh.
You was the same man that set up on your show and tried to justify what happened with the Tuskegee experiment.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why people, especially Black people, still sit up and listen to this big lip fool because he called Larry Elder a fool.
Yeah.
So I might as well go head on and give him one
big
back.
Lip fool.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I got you.
Now,
you
understand that when President Trump, before President Trump became, well, he was already he wasn't sworn in yet.
Right. Okay.
Right. But he had won the election.
Okay. He was the president elect.
Yeah, he was the president elect.
Uh-huh.
Steve Harvey was invited up there.
Yes.
So that we can make change for the Black community.
That's right.
Once he got the backlash from the media who coerced the Black community, Steve Harvey went somewhere with his big lip self Sit down and shut up.
Shut it
now
up.
Now he acting like he's Team Biden. Right. You want to talk about slavery?
Uh-huh.
How about you talk about the Democrat Party who didn't want slavery to end? You want to talk about Jim Crow?
Yes.
How about you talk about the Democrat Party who you sit and you support?
That's right.
Then he said something about Larry Elders,
uh-huh.
how these white folks are prancing him around. Something, I may not be saying it quite white, but that's in the context of what he was saying. Well,
Steve,
who's prancing you?
Uh-huh.
Who's putting you up to do yeah. what you do?
Who's signing your paycheck? Right?
Yeah. Who are you doing your bidding for?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I heard on the other week how you was out there, man, to making it, telling people what to put in their bodies.
Mm.
Now, who was you doing your bidding for?
Steve.
Did they blackmail you?
Did they?
Or did they pay you more money to push the agenda?
Uh-huh.
Because I heard you got another show. Right. I don't know why. Because
really?
I don't watch Family Feud. I don't watch the new show.
Uh-huh.
I heard your syndicated show was taking off
uh-huh.
and now you're on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I don't really watch it like that. And I rarely listen to him. It just happened to be on that station and he was running off at the mouth. Black people, I need for you to wake up.
Wake up, pay attention, and listen, because listen to what he said. And I want to know who is the you that he was referring to.
Come on.
Okay? Because he said, you can't get slavery out of your system. Who is he talking about? Joe Biden?
That's right.
Because Joe Biden has been the biggest racist
uh-huh.
there is.
He the one talking about ratcheting off medication,
uh-huh.
therapeutic yeah. medicines that can help people.
Yeah.
He's the one going along with you not being able to eat in a restaurant
uh-huh.
if you haven't been vaccinated. That sounds a lot racist to me.
That's right.
That sounds real racist to me. Segregation
and division.
There you go.
And then he said, now you're trying to remove it from our history book. The only party I see trying to remove anything from the history books are Democrats.
That's right.
They're the one trying to tear down statues and different
things. And then you want to bring in critical race theory.
Uh-huh.
That's somebody's theory.
Right.
But I need you to tell us the facts.
The facts.
And
yeah.
if you ain't trying to tell us the facts,
uh-huh.
you can take your little critical race theory,
uh-huh.
ball it up,
uh-huh.
and throw that out the window.
That's right.
That's what you can do.
Yeah.
See, let me tell you something. Steve Harvey was about born poor. I don't know if he was about
yeah,
born poor.
Was, uh-huh.
And now he's filthy rich.
Filthy rich.
Or maybe a little rich. He
no.
may be in the middle because D.L. Hewley, we were talking about that, me and my baby sister.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about that. D.L. Hewley is poor rich.
Poor rich.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
He
gotcha.
Think that they going to give him something
uh-huh.
after he pushed the agenda.
Uh-huh.
They going to throw him in the boat,
throw
too.
Him right on.
So I'm not going to say Steve Harvey is up here.
Uh-huh.
Steve Harvey ain't up here with no Oprah
uh-uh.
or no Tyler.
Steve
Harvey is right here. He's
but
middle.
He do have a ranch.
Uh-huh.
He do have a mansion.
Yeah.
And I believe he do have a private plane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's rich enough for
that's
me.
That's rich enough. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the deal is he ain't never been no slave.
You ain't never been no slave.
Right.
You was able to obtain the American dream.
Right.
And for you to sit and run off at your mouth
yeah.
with your audience who is predominantly black.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What you're trying to do is you're trying to make them your slaves.
That's right.
Because you want to act like you all up here
uh-huh.
and they supposed to listen to you. Then you bring up the Constitution.
Woo!
Now, see, I have to go off when you bring up that Constitution.
Woo!
Because we have a right to freedom of speech.
Come on.
We have a right to bear arms.
Yes.
If
oh,
I'm about to say the wrong word
woo!
Up on this
woo!
Show.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
If we was able to, my ancestors was able to carry guns,
uh-huh.
slavery would have ended a lot sooner. Now, if you look at what's happening right now, Silky Smooth,
uh-huh.
look at how they're trying to make us all slaves.
Look at it.
See, I'm reminded when the pandemic started
yes.
back in 2020.
Uh-huh.
I had my white brothers and sisters out. Uh-huh. They were buying bullets and guns.
That's right.
So that they can defend themselves.
Yes.
You the one had the black folks out there running around buying toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
Looking for toilet paper.
For toilet tissue.
You see what uh-huh. I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And see, when I hear somebody like this fool, this
uh-huh.
big lip fool.
Big lip fool.
Steve Harvey.
Because uh-huh.
you know he throwing that word around.
Yeah, fool.
So I wouldn't call him one now.
That's right.
When I see him pushing the agenda
uh-huh.
as if black people don't have a right to the
Constitution.
That Constitution represents
yeah.
all Americans.
That's right.
I don't care the color of your skin.
That's right. Especially living in America. See, because at the end of the day, we live in America
mm-hmm.
and we're governed by constitutional laws.
That's right.
Okay? Not your Sharia laws,
uh-huh.
not your communist laws,
but constitutional laws. And when I hear him say this
uh-huh.
to a predominantly black audience,
what
he's saying to you all is, don't you worry about the Constitution. Uh-huh. So when they trample on your freedom of speech, whoa, when they tell you to shut up, whoa, when they censor you on these social media platforms,
yes,
when they tell you, oh, like a Nicki Minaj, uh-huh, you can't ask questions. Uh-huh. You can't do research. You have nothing to say about it.
Nothing. You can't say nothing. Uh-huh. Because, see, this man is saying, yeah, to you, forget the Constitution.
That's right.
But your Constitution protect your freedom of speech, baby.
It protect your right.
That's right.
And, honey, when he brought the opposite, you know what?
Uh-huh.
He got to get told off.
When you have ignorant,
uh-huh,
not ignorant.
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 Yeah.
This ignorant.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It makes you fool. Yeah, that's what he is.
That's right.
Not only that.
Uh-huh.
Your Second Amendment right.
Yes.
Listen to me. This right here. It's not about politics.
No, it's not.
This is about your freedom.
That's right.
I'm talking to all my brothers and sisters.
All of them.
Including my Black brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
If you are a law-abiding citizen,
mm-hmm,
you have the right to bear arms in this country.
Yes.
Don't let this big lip fool,
uh-huh,
tell you that that Constitution don't mean nothing.
Nothing.
Because it do mean something.
That's right.
You make sure that you listen. Do what the Constitution says.
He need to go.
They are about to usher us into something we ain't never seen before. What you gonna do? Because,
uh-huh,
our ancestors, yeah, couldn't do nothing. Because what they did, they took the biggest, strongest black person,
yeah,
and beat him an inch of his life.
That's right.
Back during those days.
That's right.
And it scared everybody else. What are you gonna do? So you dealing with a fool here,
uh-huh,
that's scared. Steve Harvey is scared. So he had, yes, to go along with the agenda. He had, oh, to go along with the narrative.
Preach it, girl. Preach
and
it.
And then you all, he wants y'all to fall in line.
Fall in line.
And you all should be cussing him, yes, out.
Ooh.
We have constitutional, mm-hmm, rights.
That's right.
And don't you ever,
ever,
let nobody nobody make you forget that.
That's right.
Not even a Steve Harvey. Then, still,
yes,
I want to calm down.
Let's calm down.
Because you know they say I'm real loud, and I know they probably, ooh, emailing. Diamond, would you please stop yelling? Listen, I told you I wasn't going to yell no more. I told you I wasn't going to yell no more.
Well, that ain't going to ever work. I keep trying to tell you, you've been yelling for years, mm-hmm, since you've been born.
Mm-hmm.
When you came out of mama's womb, you was yelling.
I sure was. But he bought up voting rights.
Uh-huh. He bought up voting
if
rights.
If somebody is stopping people from, let me tell you something.
Y'all.
Can I just say this here?
Go ahead and say.
And DJ, I'm about to read. DJ said they don't sound like Steve Harvey, but Harvey is bald. He, yeah, sold Bernie Mac out for speaking out. Got him whacked. Thank you, DJ.
See?
He bought up. Let me tell you something, you all. I don't like messy.
Right.
You and when like I messy. See messy, I'll say something about messy, but I don't like messy.
Uh-huh.
When we look at what happened in 2020.
Yes.
I seen a lot of Black people participating and orchestrating a lot of things.
Yes.
So what Steve Harvey Black behind ain't gonna do is make it look like that Black people voting rights are being encroached upon.
Mm.
You're not finna do
you're
that.
You're not
Steve!
Gonna do that. You're not gonna do that.
If they have to have an ID to show up at one of your events.
That's right.
They can have an ID to go vote.
To go vote.
And shame on your Black behind, uh-huh, Steve, with your big lip self.
Uh-huh.
Shame on you.
Bubble lip.
Uh-huh. Shame on you,
uh-huh,
for acting like you didn't see what happened in 2020.
In 2020.
We all saw things play out on national TV.
That's right.
And you want to act like,
uh-huh,
you didn't see none of that.
Uh-huh. Especially within the different counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That a lot of fraud was in. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of Black folks.
Yeah, that was doing
right
a lot
there
of that.
In it.
So I want to, uh-huh, know who doing the bidding. Who you doing your bidding for, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Who you doing your bidding for, Steve? Now, right now,
uh-huh,
you may think everything is great.
Uh-huh.
But what happens when some of this come out in the wash?
Right.
The spin and the rents.
Ooh.
What you gonna do, Steve?
Mm-mm-mm.
What you gonna do when a lot of Black people get arrested for treason, Steve?
Yes.
Stop
yes, yes.
acting like you don't know. When you know that you know, but you got
know.
To follow the white left-leaning liberal
yeah.
agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you push that on Black people
uh-huh.
like they ignorant.
Ignorant.
Let me tell you all something. This is the United States of America.
Yeah.
Black folks, if you living now, you ain't never been no slave. You don't know nothing about slavery. And if you all don't stand up and allow the Constitution. Let people know that Constitution also represents you.
And
work
protect
you.
And
protect
right.
you.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna be slaves
yeah.
again.
Yeah. That's why
gonna
a
be
lot
a,
of them.
You, excuse me. You're gonna be like our ancestors. You're gonna be a slave.
Yeah.
Because you ain't never been a slave.
Well, that's why when they implement certain quote unquote mandates or requirements mm-hmm. and you go along with it, you don't utilize your constitution to work for you.
Not your constitution.
I hadn't wore one face mask mm-mm. out for anybody mm-hmm. out in public.
No.
Not
no.
one. You no. know why? Because mm-hmm. I know my rights. Mm-hmm. I know my constitutional yeah. rights. Uh-huh. And I know I have a right to life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
And I cannot pursue happiness dead.
That's right.
I can't have life if I'm dead and I can't breathe.
That's right. There you go.
Okay? I will uh-huh. not allow anybody to restrict
yeah.
my breathing on behalf of a virus with a 99.9% recovery rate.
And then he talk about the forefathers.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
They're
your forefathers, too.
That's right.
Don't forget it was those Republicans that helped free the slaves because the Democrats didn't do a darn thing for no slaves.
No, they did.
Honey, they wrote legislation like Jim Crow laws
uh-huh.
to keep people in poverty, to keep Black people enslaved.
The Black
and for you to sit
yes.
here and for you to act as though our Constitution don't matter and somebody is supposed to suppress
uh-huh.
Black people vote. You's a fool,
uh-huh.
and everybody that believes that around you is a fool.
Is a fool. That's right.
Excuse
so
me.
What you
he's
want
a
them,
big lip fool.
A big lip fool.
Yeah.
So what do you want him to do? They
mm-hmm.
they want he want them to remove the Constitution and go back to the Black hole.
No, what
laws.
He wants people to do
uh-huh.
is to get be okay.
Uh-huh.
To condition yourself
uh-huh.
when white Jim Crow Joe
uh-huh.
encroach upon the Constitution,
your rights
and your protections,
uh-huh.
You go along with
it.
That's why he say things like that.
That's right.
And then y'all want to call Diamond and Silk a cool? No, who's the real cool? And then now that he's up here,
uh-huh.
he want to keep all of y'all beneath
him
is what he's trying to do.
That's right.
That's why he pushed these narratives.
Uh-huh.
That's why. Let me tell you something. If you everybody, listen, if you are a legal citizen and you registered to vote, you have a right to vote.
Right.
Nobody is making it hard. But people make it hard for themselves.
That's right.
Okay, speaking of people, right here in North Carolina, a judge blocks voter ID law saying it discriminates against Black people. Not it discriminates against people. It discriminates against Black people as if Black people don't have common sense to have an ID to vote. Honey, if I was in that courtroom, that judge would have got told off. They would have held me contempt.
Yep.
They would have had held me contempt.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because don't you have to have an ID in order just to get welfare?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an ID to buy a 40 ounce.
You got to have, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You have to have ID when you go into a nightclub.
When you go to school. When you go
to
a hotel. And if you walk around and you ask the majority of Black people, pretty much all of them have
an ID.
But let me tell you what they done done now.
They
done gave $6 billion. They bought $6 billion aside so that they can house Afghans. I heard that on Brandon's show.
Uh-huh. $6.4
billion. I heard $6
billion. Okay,
$6 billion.
Okay. It's still too much.
$6 just for housing.
Housing.
What they going to be staying in, like somebody said, they're going to be staying, Brandon said that they're going to be staying in mansions.
And
But you mean to tell me y'all can't take a billion
uh-huh.
and put it aside so if you don't have an
ID,
we can get you one.
Bing!
So people can stop saying
yeah.
that's discriminatory because Black people, you are, let me tell you, this is why I got to get Black Steve Harvey straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because with his ignorance,
uh-huh.
you see how white people think we are ignorant where we can't have an ID.
Too dumb to have an ID. I mean, you can have an ID for everything else, but can't have it to vote.
Listen,
but see, that's the narrative, Diamond, that they've been pushing.
Yeah.
And this is the undercover way that Democrats have been cheating.
Yeah.
When it comes down to elections.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times Black people, really a lot of the Black people are not voting Democrat.
Right.
They want you to think that they're voting Democrats. And what's happening, our votes are being replaced with a lot of people that are of color or within a Black community because they know that a lot of Black people, human Black people, real life Black people are not even going to vote.
Yeah. Or they're waking up and they're like, you know what? This system don't work. And I'm looking at the system. It's corrupt.
It is corrupt.
And until we clean out the corruption, it ain't going to work right.
Nah.
Emory said slavery was and is wrong. But 99% of Black people in the U.S. are doing better than 99% of the people that are still in Africa. I don't see anybody floating on rafts to inner tubes or inner tubes trying to get to Africa. There is nothing stopping Steve from going back to Africa. Y'all are great. Hey,
I need to go.
But see, this is, listen, y'all. They love to keep us divided. They like to keep these false flag fights.
That's right.
These
any way to divide us.
Any way to keep us where it's us against you.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what they want to do.
That's right.
And so he will do this. But see, I was listening to it.
Uh-huh.
And I believe in our Constitution.
That's right.
We still have a Constitution. We're governed by laws. We're governed by the Constitution.
Yeah.
And don't allow anybody to make you feel like you don't have constitutional rights in this country.
Right.
So when people could, because when people start encroaching upon them, what tends to happen, you go along with it.
Yep.
So you got him telling you, you need to go take that right there and put that in your arm.
Take the jab.
Not realizing that you don't get to tell people what goes inside their bodies. You're not a medical doctor.
Right.
But he pushed the narrative. He pushed the issue. Why? Have he been blackmailed? I don't know.
We don't know.
I'm just asking a question. Has he been paid off to do it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm just asking a question. Was the payoff a new show that probably won't nobody watch? I don't know. I'm just asking. The question.
Uh-huh.
And I get tired. Let me stop saying I get tired, because sometimes it makes me feel tired.
Okay.
I get annoyed with people that continue on with the narrative that divide us, not realizing, Steve, your freedoms are also being trampled on.
Upon. That's right.
Who you think gonna save you?
Uh-huh.
Because when they get tired of you, they will destroy you too. Now,
that's
what you gonna do? What you got, Steve?
Mm.
What you got?
They'll take it all from you.
What you got, Steve?
Yep.
Absolutely.
And the first
nothing.
Thing they'll do is dangle some woman there to say you done did something with some woman and push that
there
narrative.
You go.
That's how they do it.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Colleen said, you need one to cash in pop cans. Like you need an ID and give a thumbprint to collect the cash. Yeah, but they telling you, you can't have one to vote.
It's a discrimination.
And shame on this judge here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Don't put black people in the midst of y'all
foolishness.
That's your narrative.
But see, they've been using black people for years to push a white liberal agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Black people have been used as tools for years.
Yes.
And just look at even down to this pandemic.
Right.
After a month or so, black people, you are the ones that is most susceptible to this particular disease.
Right.
I mean, just look at it.
Mm-hmm. Slime Martinez says, the Constitution is our lifeline to freedom. Mandate equals slavery. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And let me look, Steve.
Okay.
Be cautious, y'all, how y'all sit and listen to people.
To these rich people.
Uh-huh, to these rich
that want to keep you in the po' house.
That's right. Uh-huh. And want to help them make you a slave.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remove your constitution. Remove your protection.
He just like the black person
that
sold all the black people into slavery. And when them Europeans got tired, they just grabbed all the black person that was selling them into slavery.
We're
going to bring you in too.
Bring that big lip on.
Here we go. Okay, so let me just move the story along.
Okay.
So let you know, we talked on the show you all about, and we showed you all some video footage about what was happening in the hospital when it came to, I believe, Project Veritas.
Yes.
It was really compelling and moving.
And
we showed you all the video of the baby that knew that he had to have oxygen.
Uh-huh.
He knew that thing shouldn't be over his face. He the only one had common sense. I said, that's child abuse. But Silk said that was attempted murder.
That was attempted murder, baby.
Well, we came across another video that somebody said, thank you all for you all tipping us off and showing us things, because I'm going to have to bring it to you all.
And that's what's missing.
Yes.
In our society right now, that's what's missing, the truth.
Right.
So Diamond is still going to have to bring it to your own
speech.
We're
going to have to bring you
Lindale TV.
Silk, my hands is itching, girl.
I
don't know what's about to happen. My hands is itching.
No, hit me.
I
don't see no bacteria. No,
I keep my hands clean.
Yeah, honey.
Okay. All right, you all. So listen to me. Logan, what cut is that?
That's cut two.
Okay.
And I'm not Logan, I'm Silk.
Okay. Hey, Logan, play cup two.
And as a pulmonary nurse, we would all really push these patients up and get them going. But for our COVID patients, we were encouraged to limit our exposure. We were encouraged to group our care. I talked to one COVID nurse, not at this last hospital, But other COVID nurses, they said, yes, the pharmacists will work with you, and they'll schedule all the meds around breakfast, lunch, and dinner to limit the times you have to go in there. Oh, that's a great idea. I won't catch it. I thought, that's great. And so my first week in Columbia, I was had my head down doing my thing, IVs, pills, in and out of the room, putting all this stuff on, PAPR, et cetera, following protocol. I didn't want to catch it. When I got off from work, I stripped down to my underwear and Crocs and went home. Okay? Second week there. Well, instead of 38 patients, we have 30. Next week, 24, 25. Next week, 15, 16. I said, wow, where's COVID going? They said, oh, well, it's just, so we're going to stay empty 15 beds out of 38? And this is a COVID unit, been COVID unit. All rooms were negative pressures. The hallways were built negative pressure. They didn't convert it. It was built that way. So if COVIDs are going to come into this hospital, this is probably the best place to put them. I said, but what are y'all going to do with all these 15 empty rooms? Well, we're going to take all the COVIDs and put them on one end, and this whole other end of the hall, we're going to designate that regular patients. I said, all regular patients, not COVID. They said, we're going to hold 7 just in case COVID comes back. I said, cool. I got an easier job today. I only got 3 COVIDs today. So the next week, we dropped to like 7 or 8 COVIDs. I said, wow. Out of 38, we're down to 7. I said, where did COVID go? This is great. And they said, yeah, you're going to have more regular patients, cardiac, GI bleeders, stuff like that. I said, great. So next week, we dropped down to 2 or 3. And I said, you got to be kidding me. Something's going on. And that's when I found out that on January the 20th, roughly, the CDC guidelines recommended that we roll the PCR cycling from the high 30s to 28, like it was originally designed to do. And then it hit me, and I lost sleep over it. I was having chest pain over it. And it woke me up in the middle of the night, like, hit me hard. I could not sleep. I tossed and turned. Because my first week or two there, I didn't do it. I didn't lead them to the gate, but I'm the guy that euthanized people. They call it comfort care. But when you get to the point you can't take high flow off, you get so upset, you ain't seen your family except maybe an iPad in weeks, and you're never going to come off the high flow. And the doctor says, you've done your best. You've done your best. But this is going to be it for you. And so the patients get all teary-eyed and upset. And they call in the palliative team, and they all hold their hand and cry. And they said, but we can keep you comfortable. Here comes Albert. He's got the morphine and Ativan. And I load him up and take off the high flow, and they gasp themselves to death. And I'm the guy that's pushing the button, like in the gas chambers at Auschwitz. No, I didn't lead him there. And honestly, I didn't know what I was doing. I just do what I'm told. It's not my fault. But after January the 20th and then on into February 1st or so, I saw what changing the PCR did on my floor. And then I saw what I had not done for my COVID patients. And then I was also greatly encouraged, don't move them unless their sats are above 90. Don't move them. I was like, but I've always been told, get them up and get them going. No, wait till their sats are high 90s to move them. And I'm like, no, they can tolerate a minute or two down in the low 80s. Get them up, make them move, make them set up, and then they will learn to breathe deeper, and we can wean them off the oxygen. No, their focus was put them on more oxygen. Let them lay in a bed. I said, okay. Then I realized where our mistake is. Yes, early treatments, the HCQ, the ivermectin, real smart. Man, give them at least Tamiflu. But when the PCR cycling changed, I'm telling you, it was a big change on my floor. According to the CDC, according to the DHEC, on their webpage, it says by January 20th, 1.6% of South Carolinians have been vaccinated. 1.6. Go forward a month, February 20th. According to the CDC, they said 7 to 9%. According to DHEC, they got the number exactly. It's 8% of South Carolinians have been vaccinated. But we on our floor saw a 67% in South Carolina, we saw a 67% decrease in COVID cases from January 15th to February 15th. Actually, it said February 3rd was vaccinated, but you're not fully considered vaccinated until that vaccine has been in your body 2 weeks. So that's January 15th to February 15th. 8%, and we had a 67% drop in COVID cases. Yes, COVID's real, but so is flu A. And how many of these COVID cases were really flu with this fake, false, faulty PCR cycling cranked up to I don't know what? Fauci even said back in July of 2020 in this Virology Weekly podcast live, he said a PCR over 35 is absolute false. You're not going to get correct data. You're going to be giving out misinformation. He said that back in July of 2020. The CDC said crank that PCR up to 40. That's what they did all 2020 to generate all this giant pandemic and fear that kept me afraid of going in my rooms and doing anything but grouping my care. That's what brought us all this fear. This pandemic is the PCR cycling. I'm telling you, it's the PCR is the elephant in the room. Yes, COVID's real, but we got to jump on this like we've always jumped on upper respiratory infections. And yes, there are early treatments with ivermectin and HCQ. Let me just tell you guys, if I get sick, I am not going to the hospital. Yes, I trust science. I just had open heart surgery, triple bypass, April 5th. But I thought, I'm home, I'm sitting in the recliner, I'm thinking, it's over, it's done, no big deal. Few people die because of their dumbness and determination to make us go down this path to get a shot. I'm out of it though, it's over, it don't matter anymore. And then here comes Delta. The same PCR that was giving us a pandemic in 2020 falsely is the same PCR that took it away when they cut the cycling down to 28 on the 20th, per the CDC guidelines. Now the same PCR that's going to be changed out for a multiplex whatever at the end of this year, the same PCR is now giving us Delta, Zeta, Lambda, whatever. I don't think so. I don't trust them because I know they can't let it go away because Pfizer's got a million doses they want to stick to us, a billion doses they want to stick to us. For what reason? What's their motive? And what's there any connection between the CDC, CEOs, and Pfizer's? They're switching CEOs back and forth like it's commonplace, and there's no conflict of interest there between the CDC and the FDA and Pfizer or any other big drug companies. And also no secondhand information that why did Pfizer get FDA approved? Not JJ, not Moderna. Come to find out, I know somebody on the inside indirectly. They said Pfizer gave the most money to the lobbyist. And what do the lobbyists do with that money? They gave the money to the lobbyist, and the lobbyists lobbied their case to the FDA. And what they're doing with the money, I have no idea. But it's awful suspicious to me that Pfizer gave the most money, and the lobbyists make it happen. And these COVID death shots, I know of at least a couple of people who's paralyzed waist down. Hope they're getting better. And paresthesia. Look at Senator Ron Johnson's video where he interviews people that have been hurt by the shot. It's happening. People are dying from the shot. I got COVID nurse friends that say, yep, they said they took the shot 2 days ago and they've had a heart attack, they've had a stroke, they have thrombocytopenia, and they get all kind of nerve weird stuff going on, and they die.
We can do is bring it to you all so you all can see exactly what's going on. So it looks like in 2020, they was playing with this PCR test.
Yeah.
And it looked like in 2021, they're playing with it again. Because why is it some people, there is something out here that's making people sick.
Right. But there is something else nefarious going on
because
to make their numbers. It's like they got to meet a quota.
Right.
It feels like to me.
And sometimes people don't even go in really sick, but they'll tell them that they tested positive for COVID.
What it does is the PCR test brings back a false positive.
Right.
To make it look like. See, I know somebody that went into the hospital, okay, and what happened is they had a family member
right
to go to the hospital with them, and then I had a family member on the phone.
Right.
The family member that went into the hospital with them, that person was told that the person that they took in had COVID.
Right.
But over the phone, whenever another family member called and checked in on this particular person, that person was told that the person's test was negative.
So they were playing games.
So there was, so you didn't even know if the person that went into the hospital had quote unquote COVID.
Right.
Okay. So whenever that they take and they say, okay, CDC, they change their rules on January the 20th and say, okay, crank it up to 40.
Right.
All right. That, according to Dr. Fauci, the way that this gentleman just described it, it's going to bring back a false positive.
Right.
So the test, you don't know if you got whatever they say you got or not got. It's right. Like they're playing games with you. And by the way, this particular video that we just showed you all is like 29 minutes long, right. You all. And so what we did is we put it up over there at Chatit, chatdit.com. You can see it right there on the front page.
Right.
Whenever you go there, you don't have to log in. You see the video right there.
Right. This is very, very concerning because it's like, you know, people are being denied early treatment, and you just let people sit up there and pretty much die according to what this person said. And not only that, but he was the one that was given the last dose to take you on out of here. And see, let me tell you something. If you have compassion, like what I don't know, this is what I need people to understand. When something jump off, Instead of reacting, we have to respond.
Okay.
And when you're doing these particular jobs that are consist of servicing the public,
yes,
you got to know what you are doing.
You have to know.
And see, nobody will be able to come and tell me to do something nefarious. I will be questioning.
Right.
I'm a question. Well, why we got to do it? I've always been like that.
A lot of people was questioning early on, and a lot of people was getting fired early on for questioning because I believe it was the CDC or the, FDA. Somebody changed the guideline, the protocol.
In the midst of everything.
Yes, they changed the protocol on how you do things. So a lot of people said, okay, well, this is something new. This is coronavirus or COVID. So now they're saying this is the protocol whenever you get a COVID patient. So you're going to have the nurses and doctors go along with the new protocol.
Right.
Only to find out that this product, something ain't right here. You know, because if you go and listen to this whole video, you will see where this guy actually went and created his little garage for his little safe haven away from his family, because he just thought that this here was just like so real.
Fear. So what they did, they done scared our nurses, our respiratory therapists, all of these people up to make people, fear.
Right, same with the funeral home.
And let me tell you something. When people start finding out, especially our nurses and doctors and respiratory therapists and all of the people, that people are going to be like, whoa, they're not going to want to take part these nefarious actions that you all are doing our people, to citizens.
Yeah, because you're involuntarily allowing them to basically commit murder.
And you are making them a part of your stuff.
A part of your stuff.
And all they're trying to do is follow protocol. But what people have to understand, according to the Nuremberg Code, it doesn't matter about you was just doing what you were told, honey. Back during the days of Nazi Germany, a lot of those people were executed because they were doing what they were told.
Is it what's right?
We're here in North Carolina,
and
I see a doctor, Lord, she's really pushing those jabs. She's really pushing those
jabs. She's becoming an accessory to this particular crime that's been going on in America.
And if you can't figure out that this is crimes against humanity,
that's right.
It ain't gonna be nothing. I'm just doing what they told me to do. You took a Hippocratic oath.
Come on, and I heard it about to change.
No,
right?
They not. No, that was from the Babylon Bee.
Okay,
and that's a satire.
Okay, I got you. That right there. Okay, so scratch that, you all. But still, for these different three-letter organizations, to take, and a lot of them secretly and silently changed a lot of their protocols, a lot of their rules, and a lot of their laws. Up in the middle of the game, okay, in order to fit their particular agenda,
right?
All right, and it makes me think, you know, who really had what, or were these people smothered to death?
Listen, Vivian said depopulation, that's what's going on. They can have everyone die at the same time, so some get full dose, others have. It's sickening. Thanks, ladies. I was listening to, I think it was Brandon's show, you know, right before we come on, and I believe there was somebody, was it his show? I believe it was his show or somebody's show today.
On Frank
you know,
Speech.
Because I don't be really watching TV. I'm always on
Frank Speech. Okay.
But they were pretty much saying that a lot of these people, well, let me be quiet. It is being alleged that these people that took this are going to get very, very, very sick.
Yeah.
Especially during the fall and the winter. Because it's like some of these people's bodies won't be able to fight off the cold. A lot of this here stuff is going to call autoimmune disorders.
Yeah.
And some of those disorders is going to be stuff that we've never seen here before in America. And keep I don't know where I heard that, but I heard it today.
Keep in mind that this so-called vaccine is really technically a gene therapy.
Mm.
Gene is messing with your cells and different things.
You know, somebody wrote it.
Sources.
Somebody wrote an email and they was basically saying that they would want to get the vaccine because they're saying that if you continue to get vaccines, your immune system is not going to be a powerhouse to fight it off. And you know what? It just makes me think about a lot of things. I do not believe that the public have to be this sick.
No,
but
they don't.
We trust our doctors. We trust the specialists. We trust the government. A lot of y'all trust the government, the medicines that they give us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is what you got to peel.
The scientists.
But when are we going to trust our immune system?
Our God.
When are we going
system.
To trust the fact that are you eating healthy That's vegetables right. and all yes. of that kind of good stuff?
Yes, because Revelation 22:2 say that the leaves of the trees is for the healing of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And if you look at like animals,
yes.
they graze the land.
The land, honey, the leaves.
I'm not saying we animals. We're not animals. We're humans. But my thing is, why is it that our parents can live longer?
Right.
Or like the older people, like for example, our grandpa, he was about in his 90s. Maybe uh-huh. he was in his, maybe
I
his,
don't know exactly.
Okay.
But he was old.
Okay. And then we had a great grandpa. No, our great grandpa lived until he was in his 90s.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa lived until he was in his probably middle 80s.
Okay.
I'm thinking of probably late 80s. But how did that happen? But now these next generations is coming down. They didn't have all that sickness back then. They have the sickness now.
And let me tell you something. I know that they don't want to say that we are an animal, but an animal seem to have a little bit more sense than humans because they know whenever they get sick, when they go outside, they know which tree to go to.
That's right.
And they start chewing on that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they know what they need to do and they be feeling better. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this. We're not doctors. We're not scientists.
No, we're not.
You listen to your doctor, listen to your scientist.
That's right.
But I also want you to use common sense.
Yes.
Like the nurse, just here, I think he was a respiratory therapist and his nurse.
A pulmonary therapist.
Uh-huh. He didn't realize what was happening until he like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with this. And it's just like with all of this that's happening,
yes.
I'm realizing, wait a minute.
Okay.
Something is wrong here.
He followed protocol that they implemented.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right.
Just like we follow
Americans are following protocol that these mofos have mm-hmm. implemented.
Yes.
Stay six feet mm-hmm. in. Stay in your house and smother yourself mm-hmm. with 2, 3, 4 masks. Mm-hmm. Wash your hands. Sometimes you wash your actual bacteria that you actually need, mm. but they want you to wash your hands, mm. stay away from your children, stay away from adults.
Mm.
Don't go outside in the sun, mm. but stay in. Look at the protocols that they implemented,
right.
which really affected a lot of people's immune system.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It stopped the cycle of living, of life, of breathing.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
That's exactly what it did. And I'm not a scientist. I'm not proclaiming to be a doctor. I'm just using good old fashioned common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when you look at the FDA, I think they the one that made up the little pyramid, the food pyramid.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it one day, and I don't know if they've changed it, but why do they have you eating so much bread? Don't you know bread causes high blood glucose if you eat too much of it? You can look it up. I'm not pretending to be no doctor, but why would you have them eating so many servings of bread and pasta when that's going to cause you to have high blood sugar? Now you done fell into the diabetic
category.
It's like, did you all set us up?
No.
We listened to you.
No.
We listened to you, followed your guidelines, and it's more people sick than ever before. And you think we want to follow you now? No.
Foolery. Once again, protocol, according to a lot of these nurses and doctors that we're beginning to hear from, protocol killed people more so than COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People not following proper protocol, not making sure people was getting early treatment.
Right.
Prolonging the treatment.
Or
giving them one treatment when you all know that it is being alleged that it's causing kidney failure.
I was
listening to, Lord, who was I listening to today? Once your kidneys start failing,
uh-huh,
that fluid backs up in your lungs. And that's why they like suffocate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because now you got to get that fluid off of you.
You got to get that fluid off of you. And it's not good to lay down.
Yeah.
It's good to actually sit up
or
sleep on your belly so that fluid can run out of your lungs.
And if they're giving them a particular medicine,
uh-huh,
and you know it's going to cause that,
mm-hmm,
why would you give that to them? And then I hear people trying to justify it. Well, look at what y'all take now. Look at the medicines you take now. You just go ahead and say, don't tell me what I take now.
Right.
Because those medicines had years of studies.
That's right.
This mess right here that they put in, and this mess that they just approved for COVID,
uh-huh,
to treat COVID. How many years have that been in the making?
How many?
Don't tell me you done went, uh-huh, and you done did something for a month. Now you want me to insert it in me, or you want to stick it in me. Or you want me to go along with the protocol.
You want me to stick it in me as an American. But you have those Afghans, you have those illegal aliens,
yeah,
not migrants. They are illegal aliens crossing our border, and you won't even make sure that they are vaccinated, uh-huh, have had a COVID.
They exempt.
They are exempt.
Well, what do they have that COVID won't catch them,
right,
but it's going to catch everybody else?
Do
you see how that looks?
Uh-huh.
But what is it? Why can't Congress get the jab?
Uh-huh.
Why can't all them get the jab, uh-huh, first?
Yeah.
And let's see what's going to happen. Give us a couple of years and let's see.
Dr. Fauci get this jab?
Did he get it? Uh-huh. They claim he got it.
He got some saline.
But what? No. They claimed Dr. Flip Flop Lying Fauci got the jab.
I said allegedly because I wasn't there when, mm-hmm, they stuck his ass. Mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
See how y'all are.
But I cannot. It's very hard for me to listen to somebody that have taken and that funded this,
yes,
and funded it to be 10,000 times more potent than other coronavirus.
And then sit there on his little soapbox and act like he don't know what we need to do and how we need to do it, and know that they got this mess patented.
Mm-hmm.
They got the antidote patented.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Allegedly. Let's say allegedly.
Because I wasn't there at the patent office.
We wasn't there if they were filing papers.
We weren't there when they was filing the papers.
Listen, you all, please, don't forget to make sure that you visit MikeLindell.com.
Yeah.
We need you to patronize our great patriot, Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Go use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
Yes.
Make sure you follow us on these social media.
Can I back up?
Yes, you can.
Because y'all know Trump won.
He won this,
you
baby.
You know he won it.
That old Steve Harvey know it too.
Big Lip Steve, uh-huh, know he won it.
See, he calling people names. I might as well call him one too.
Big Lip Fool.
Hey, please make sure that you follow us on Chatter, chatdit.com,
yes,
and also Getter, GETTR.com.
Yes.
And when you sign up on those platforms, please make sure you click the little following link to follow Diamond and Silk. Please visit Diamond and Silk store to get tumblers, mugs, the best of Diamond and Silk DVD. We got all kinds of stuff over there. Patronize us. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66%.
Y'all, I am not drunk. I promise y'all I'm not drunk. Uh-huh. I'm absolutely happy. I can still keep talking.
Yeah.
Because this year we are really passionate about what we speak about.
Oh, yeah.
And what we talk about.
That's right.
And there's so much more to come,
yes,
as it pertains to Diamond itself.
That's right. And don't forget, you all, make sure you're praying every day,
yes,
at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're in your sacred place, light your candle.
Yeah.
I believe prayer changes things.
Yeah.
I need you to believe it with me. We're two or three of touching and agreeing.
Hallelujah.
He said he was in the midst.
That's right.
He said he was in the midst. Did he not say it?
I
can preach a full sermon, but I'm about to go.
We gotta go.
We was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call the 211 because it's 205.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we'll see you all next time right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.